street in Prague has been renamed in honour of a Polish man who committed suicide in protest at the 1968 Soviet invasion of Czechoslovakia. Richard Siewiec set himself alight in a Warsaw stadium in September 1968 and died 4 days later. His protest was long covered up by the communist authorities, and only recently have details begun to emerge. Rob Cameron has this report.
A brief fanfare as a small piece of cloth is pulled off the newly erected street sign bearing the name Siewiecowa in Prague's Žižkov suburbs. The sign is attached to the offices of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarian Regimes, and a small crowd gathered there on Friday, including Richard Siewiec's son, Vít Siewiec.
A vám chciałbym podziękować za to, że to właśnie wy jako pierwsi.
Vít Siewiec told the crowd he was thankful to the people of the Czech Republic for paying tribute to his father by becoming the first country to rename a street after him. He said he hoped his own country, Poland, would now follow suit. On September the 8th, 1968, Richard Siewiec, a 59-year-old accountant and former Home Army soldier, decided to take his own life in protest at Poland's participation in the recent invasion of Czechoslovakia. He did so in front of 100,000 people who'd gathered for the annual Harvest Festival in a Warsaw stadium, including Poland's communist leadership and many foreign diplomats. Recently uncovered footage shows the crowd suddenly parting around a man engulfed in flames, shouting and flapping his arms up and down. The flames are eventually extinguished and he's led away by the police, his clothes burnt to shreds and his skin blackened. His protest was covered up by the communists, his farewell letter to his family and a tape-recorded message seized by Poland's secret police. But with the fall of communism, historians have been able to find out more about him and many others who protested in 1968. Paweł Żaczek is the director of the Institute for the Study of Totalitarianism.
After 40 years we could know what happened, what he did, how he reacted on the fact that the Polish army was took part in invasion of Czechoslovakia and occupation of Czechoslovakia. It was his really personal act to send a message against communist nomenklatura, communist regime.
Other guests, including Poland's ambassador and the deputy head of the Senate, paid tribute to Richard Siewiec, saying his cry for justice had not gone unheard. News of his death was long kept secret, but was circulated in Czechoslovakia after a report broadcast in January 1969 on Radio Free Europe. That broadcast came after the Czech student Jan Palach chose self-immolation to make his own protest against the apathy in Czechoslovak society that followed the invasion. It's not clear whether Palach himself had heard about Siewiec's terrible act of self-sacrifice and whether he was inspired by it.
That was Rob Cameron with